Welcome to ShollyCast, the podcast all about Lolly and Shota, including Not Safe for Work. ShollyCast is hosted by me, Hydro, and Dr. X. We're the developers of Insexual Awakening, a straight Shota visual novel game with incest, lollies, MILFs, onesans, and even a femboy character if you play Insexual Awakening 2, our sequel. If you'd like to play our games, you can download them at our official Barag at barag.net/cyberhex. And if you'd like to support Insexual Awakening's continued development and this podcast, you can join our Subscribestar at subscribestar.adult/cyberhex. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to ShollyCast, everybody. I'm Hydro. I'm with Dr. X, my co-host, once again. And in this episode, we are joined by not one, but two guests. Please welcome Dobio and Princess Arden. Welcome to both of you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Happy to have you. Welcome.
Yeah, this is very exciting. So tell us a bit about what you both do. Like, what do you both work on, and what do you do? Because we know that the main thing that you belong to is Shota City. So, but I would just, we just want to kind of learn about what your roles are and what you do.
Yeah. Well, I'm a VTuber. Of course, I do VTuber things. I stream. Sometimes I post them on YouTube. I've been working on voice acting lately. Writing scripts, voicing stuff. I do have a small voice pack, but I'm trying to work on a much bigger one and stuff. I also do art. I make VTuber models as well. I haven't done it in a bit because I've been not really just lacking at my art lately. But yeah.
So do you do the 3D modeling or rigging or both?
Ooh, I rig. I do live 2D model art. I also do a little bit of V-Roid. I'm not the best at Blender. The only thing I've made in Blender is a torso.
Hey, it's a start.
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, that's right. So is your VTuber avatar, it's live 2D then?
Yes, it's live 2D. It's my first time commissioning someone for a VTuber model.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, they did an amazing job on it.
That must have been a big moment for you to be like, oh my gosh, my own VTuber model. I love it.
Yes, ever since I sent in a commission, I've been nagging everyone about it, especially one of my other friends. It's like, oh my god, I just got an update. They sent in an update. And after one day after I got done watching stream, I go to Skeb and I'm just like, okay, is there any updates? And I just see the whole PSD file. I'm like, oh my god, no way. It's done. Let me freaking rig it real quick.
I had no idea that VTuber models could get so involved and so detailed, because, you know, I've certainly followed, the VTubing scene a little bit, you know, with HoloLive and things like that. And I didn't realize how detailed they could get and how expensive certain models could get to be made. It's kind of crazy. But I mean, there's some amazing talent out there at designing those things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The art is very amazing, but it gets to a whole different type of world when you do the rigging. It's very insane.
So as you're doing VTubing and streaming, you had been doing that for a couple years or so before coming up with the Shota City idea, is that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before Shota City, I was secondhand running a group before. It wasn't actually my group, it was a friend of mine's, and I kind of took over since they weren't really doing much about it. So I just, you know, kind of run things, and then things didn't really go according to plan, and it's just, you know, had a huge fallout.
So it almost came from just someone else's kind of like idea, essentially, and then you kind of attached yourself to it, and then eventually kind of took over the reins and were able to kind of build it up a bit more. And was that because you were interested in the concept and liked the idea, or did you kind of give it a facelift and change it? Like, was it originally called Shota City? I'm taking it wasn't, correct?
No. It was more like a mixture of Shota and Loli together. You know, you got your Shotas and your Lolis and collab and stuff.
So one thing I was wondering about is, how did you get the inspiration for your Shota model or Shota character?
Okay. So when it comes to me and models, I like to change a lot. So I've gone through a whole bunch of designs, trying to find which one I like, which one fits and stuff. The first idea I had for Dopio is he was supposed to be like a pizza dinosaur delivery boy. And then out of nowhere, I'm just like, you know, let me just draw him as a cowboy. Like, I don't know. I meow a lot, so it would fit, right? He had a different color scheme. He was more of a yellow, orange, reddish type of color. And then moving on, I was like, maybe I should dabble into more of a pastel, since I do love pastel colors. They're very pretty. And I was like, wait, I can make him like a spirit type of catboy, like, since I have like orbs in my ears and stuff like that. Yeah, kind of came to be. I went through two models, of course, made by me, rigged by me. And this current model is the main product.
Yeah, it looks great. It's very expressive and cute.
Thank you.
You really leaned into that. I could tell.
But like currently right now, I'm making like a summer outfit for it. So since it's so hot, and of course I would die in that sweater, so.
Oh, I like that. Keeping up with the seasons, yeah. It's nice.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah, that's always fun when you can do that. And then of course, you know, then of course there's always gonna be the true summer outfit, which is no clothing at all.
Oh yeah, I not really a secret, but I do have a like a little Nike base toggle.
The Nike baby.
Yes.
Both Dr. X and I saw it the other day when you...
Yeah.
I post like my tummy of the model on Athe, and I don't think I posted the one clip that I was doing for a stream. So I was just playing a game, and then out of nowhere, not me pressing my keybind to turn naked, and everyone's in chat like, "Oh, your clothes are off." I'm like, "Huh?"
Yeah, I saw that. It was hilarious.
I mean, you gotta have to expect, you probably saw a lot of emojis.
Everyone's going crazy, like, oh, tummy. it was fair.
I love it. I mean, that's always fun.
Indeed.
So are you expecting to utilize the NSFW aspect of your character more, that you're doing Shota City?
Oh, yes, I've dabbled into NFSW a couple of times. It's just I can't find my, like, I guess I can't open up as much, since I'm very nervous around that type of genre, I guess. But I have done pomp streams in the past. It's just like, I do want to stream a pomp. I do want to do NFSW audios. It's just like, I don't know what to do on pomp besides like play a game or talk. Like, I don't know.
I mean, plenty of people do that on pomp.
Yeah.
They might also get naked while they do it, but yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots of playing games and talking on pomp. So I mean that stuff will fly too. If they have like a naked Shota on the screen playing a game.
True. I'll think about it.
Especially if they play a game with a naked Shota in it, that then you really are, are playing up the role.
Shotaception, naked Shota playing a naked Shota game.
Oh, like you play Camp Buddy.
Yeah, you could. Fun. Yeah. You could absolutely do that. I think Camp Buddy is it does kind of have some Shota-ish characters, isn't it?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. It's a yaoi game, correct?
Yes.
So is it one of your favorites?
It used to be. I don't really, like, I haven't played the game at all. Usually watch people play. I haven't really, I guess, gotten into it as much as I used to, you know?
Is there a type of Shota, like, both Safe for Work and Not Safe for Work, is there any kind of Shota game that you really, like, if somebody came out with it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I gotta play it. I have to.
See, I'd have to go looking. But, like, if I can get my hands on a Shota game, I would totally play it. Hands down.
Interesting. So, what would be your, like, ideal Shota game?
I guess, like, possibly visual novel. Of course, probably go on a date. Have a little spicy time, possibly.
Very nice.
Indeed.
Yeah, I was asking because, you know, in at least in the Western world anyway, I mean, there's not a whole ton, very, very few, like, Shota-centered NSFW games. In fact, I mean, there's very few that I can think of.
Yeah, it's very sad. Like, I saw this one Twitter post. It was like a copypasta post, and they're talking about, oh, Shota's so repressed, like, we have nothing.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah, true, they're not. It's just so sad, because we literally have nothing. And what we do have is not enough of it.
Yeah, it's very, like, limited.
Indeed. Yeah.
So your ideal game, you would be dating a Shota?
Yes, full on dating. Go to amusement parks, possibly go on like a vacation, maybe like some, I don't know, antagonist conflict, possibly stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds fun. So why don't you get on that? Well, I am a programmer myself. I program in the Sexual Awakening series. Mm-hmm. Which is a straight Shota series.
For real. Like, one of the projects I do want to do is make a Shota visual novel myself.
Oh, very nice.
Like, possibly with the group. I think that would be, you know, cute and stuff.
Well, I do have experience programming, as I said, so if you need any help with that, I can help you out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll reach out for sure.
And Renpai can do live 2D also, so that would be pretty cool, right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Ooh.
And I mean, visual novels are always a great way to start off with, like, your first game, because, you know, visual novels are generally pretty. It's a decent barrier of entry. You know, it's not as intense as going into, you know,
Unreal like Engine.
Unity or Unreal Engine.
Unreal Engine. Yeah.
Shota game. Ultimate Shota game and Unreal Engine.
It'll be a multiplayer messy MMO.
Shota MMO Unreal Engine 5.
Yeah, that's why going with like Renpai, like a visual novel, is like the best, because you can. It's easy to get into, but you can also do so much with it. Like, you can program so much extra stuff with it, including live 2D, as I said. So you can make a pretty cool fucking game with it. So it's a great engine to start with.
And I mean, if you were able to get your whole group into it, and you had like voice acting, not even for the whole game, but you had voice acting for like a good chunk of the game or just a small part of the game, that will absolutely attract attention, because having like voice acting for different characters and stuff, and if it was like just a Safe for Work game initially, that still would interest people a lot.
Oh yeah, definitely. I believe so.
Yeah, and it would give the community something to look forward to as well, because like when y'all were talking about visual novels and stuff and what kind of games you would want with Shotas, for me, I would 100% want a Shota game that's like Honey Pop, Ooh. That has like the elements of dating, but also like the little mini games. And then, you know, the little not safe for work scenes where you're gonna, you know, take your Shota to bed. So,
very yeah, nice.
You've got the right idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna write that down.
You're welcome.
And I mean, you could pretty much go anywhere with those ideas, because you know, it's like you said, the community of people who are into Shotokan and are into, especially when it's like yaoi Shota stuff, it's so lacking in that, especially in the West, that making anything, and you don't have to go crazy with stuff like you know, when we made IA in Sexual Awakening, our first game, we did not go like, initially I had like these crazy like time travel ideas and very, very elaborate, and it would have been, you know, too overwhelming to do. So, but we instead just made it very, very grounded, and it literally takes place mostly just in the home of the main protagonist Shota, and then he occasionally goes outside to a few areas, but we kept it very small scale. But just that alone would be very, very appealing, and where you could just go around town and go to different locations to where meeting other Shotas and dating other Shotas, that'd be a ton of fun.
Well, yeah.
As we said, there's not a whole lot of Shota games in general, so like any Shota, anything helps.
yes.
It was one thing that's not very common is like a female protagonist Shota game where you date Shotas. That's that very rare. So that's one thing.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, it's not common at all. I know of like one. Only one.
oh wow.
Also like a game where like if you're a Shota dating a Shota, I think that's not super common either. I don't know if that was your game idea, Dopio. If you're like, would you be a Shota dating a Shota?
I mean, definitely.
Gonna be super cute.
That would be.
So, Princess Arden, are you mostly in a sort of like support role for Shota City, like supporting Dopio?
Yeah, for Shota City in general, I'm one of like the city administrations. I take over most of the social media posting and stuff like that. I also help out with art, because I do live 2D models and also like emotes and stuff. So we like to offer that to our members that join us. So I do a lot of that. I'm kind of like in the shadows with Dopio, trying to like help them with his ideas and stuff that he wants for the city, but also, you know, being more of the serious side of the group, making sure scheduling and a lot of our planning goes through.
Yeah, that's a very important role for sure.
Yeah, that's huge. So social media is like really big, and you know, considering that, I'm sure you have certain barriers to deal with being about a show. though Dr. X and I were talking about this, that it's probably not as difficult to promote like a more Shota focused thing on different social media sites versus Lolly, for example.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's people who are like, Shota, what's that? You know, you know what I mean? Whereas they probably know what Lolly is these days.
No, for real.
Like, even like sometimes when like a site gets censored, like they'll censor tags or something, that they'll censor Lolly, but not censor Shota. Shota gets left untouched. It's so funny.
Like, we don't exist.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because when we first made Shota City, or at least the accounts, like on Twitter and stuff, we were like, oh, cool. Okay, now let's make our post about the auditions and that'll be good. And then like the next day we found out we were like shadow banned. You know, like you couldn't look us up. Yeah. You couldn't look us up. You couldn't really see us. So we had to do a lot of reposting the posts ourselves, like really spreading out the word to individual people instead of, you know, social media doing its thing. So it was really rough at the start, but like within a matter of days, we were so surprised and happy with how fast our Twitter and AP took off.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I guess with Shotas, sometimes it can be more in the background of discrimination against Shotas, you know what I mean? Because the Lolly stuff is more in the forefront. But yeah, there's some stigma against Shota as well, which we're fighting against, of course. And I'm glad you YouTube made Athe accounts because that's a great place for Shota stuff, and Baragi is great as well. So that could be a place you could expand to as well. It would definitely work out because you two are artists to begin with, so you could make an account there.
Yeah.
And we did interview basically the admin of Barag on one of our previous episodes anyway, so.
Oh, wow.
Very easy for you to contact him in case you needed to get approved quickly.
Yeah.
Or expedited. So your goal then with Shota City, for those who don't know, is you're trying to create basically like a group or a community of different Shota VTubers, and then you're gonna do like collabs, and you're gonna is the goal that you're gonna have like multiple different Shota VTubers that'll stream on Twitch and things like that, and possibly Pomp as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. The more we can get, the more we can, you know, get the word out, you know?
Yeah, and I think you're still taking auditions?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we have auditions open until the end of June. We just want to try to make a community where, you know, all Shotas can come together and have a space for themselves to where, you know, we can't really be judged.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that everyone that can join our group, currently we're trying to do 5 members for the first round to see how it goes. And then from there, we're thinking of expanding. But we're hoping to build that community so that everyone can see like, oh, there are Shotas out there. There are Shota VTubers. Maybe like I can get into it too, finally, kind of like give the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah, I think it'll help because like people want like an example of like, if other people are doing it, I can do it too. Instead of it just being, you know, completely like a lolly VTubers or like no Shota VTubers ever. I don't see them very often. So I was, when I saw your post on Athe about Shota City, I like sent it to Hydro immediately. And then I was just like, let's get them on. Yeah, but I think it's really cool. And yeah, I'm so glad that we're getting the chance to talk to you too about this, because I think it's very exciting. Because I, like Hydro said, for a while I've been talking to Hydro about like, oh, like there's like no Shota VTubers ever. There's like maybe a couple I can think of, but you know, they're not super prominent, or like, you know what I mean? So yeah, it would be great if there was more. So, and it was very interesting learning about Utopio, because I had actually never heard of you before prior to the Shota City stuff. So it'll be great to see Shota City and, you know, Utopio becoming more popular as a result of promoting yourself and being on the podcast and stuff like that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm always open to anything, so.
So I think you have you announced 2 VTubers so far, that of course the first one being Dopio, and there's another one, I think his name is Umi.
Yes, Umi the baby. Umi's a very interesting one. They won't be using their voice for stream, they'll be using TTS.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's very interesting because how they set it up, and it's just so many programs just to, you know, get your word out since they're mute, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like, you know, having VTubing being accessible to everyone is awesome. Even if they're, maybe they're mute in real life or they just don't want to use their voice, that's, you know, that's all good.
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with that. You always find a way, you know, to voice your concerns or just to talk to people.
Yeah, we were really interested when we first brought on Umi from the fact that they want to be strictly TTS, because, you know, there are other VTubers that also are mute and they do the same thing. But like you had said, there's very few Shotas out there that'll do it. And to try to incorporate a voice bank for that would be very interesting to show everybody else, especially those that feel like they can't get into it because, you know, they're kind of held back by their own problems. And we're hoping with the group and the different people that we have promoting inside Shota City, we can kind of have different aspects for everyone to be like, oh, that's just like me. Maybe I can do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when you mentioned voice banks, that would be like different voices people can use if they don't want to use like IRL voice?
When I think of voice banks, I think of Utao.
Oh, okay.
Umi does use Utao. They make their own voice banks. And the idea is to, if we do like a song cover or an original song, they will use their voice bank for that.
Oh, it's like the Vocaloid stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. So are you planning to do songs in the future? It sounds like you are.
Oh, I hope. Like a couple of cover songs, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's one of the projects we do have planned. Hopefully in the future with some of our members. Of course, for us, like, we always ask our members before, oh, would you want to be a part of this, yes or no? And if they say no, that's totally fine, because we understand not everyone wants to sing or not everyone wants to do like art streams or something like that. Again, we're here to make everybody comfortable.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it's great you're doing that. And what you're saying is if you do end up making music covers and things like that, you're essentially forming a true boy band.
Boy band.
I knew you were going there.
Yep, because look, Backstreet Boys were cool and all, but I think one of them was like almost 40 years old. I'm sorry, you're not qualified to be a boy at that point.
We need the Baby Boys instead of not Backstreet Boys, Baby Boys.
Yep. Yes, I like it. I think it's great though that you're wanting to be accommodating to make members comfortable and making sure that they feel very welcome to your community, because Dr. X and I have talked about how one of the big things that we want to see happen is the Lolly and Shota community grow bigger and become more essentially able to help each other out and to support each other, because there certainly been a lot of challenges and there's still stigmas out there for Lolly and Shota creators and, you know, if fans of, I mean, even just being a fan of Lolly and Shota, you know, this can lead to difficulties. So I think it's great that you're doing that and being very accommodating.
Yeah.
Because the bigger we can grow the communities, the better off we'll be. I mean, if you look at how the furry community, in the past, I'm sure they received a lot of flack and a lot of being made fun of and stuff. And I think what the furry community did is they started kind of banding together more, and they created things like Fur Affinity, and and now these websites are enormous and have millions of members, and they like were able to totally do a 180 on being like, all right, we're a proud community, and we support each other, and this is how we are, and it's pretty great. So
yeah, like I know we can do it. It's just we're gonna need to take more steps to get there. For sure.
So like what you two are doing is like is definitely a step towards that, like a big step.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it's involving voices and VTubing and stuff like that instead of just text. It goes a long way. And that was kind of one of the ideas behind this podcast as well, is expanding the community and helping it out by using our literal voices. There's some episodes of Shall I Cast where we had the voice of the guests altered, but even that is important.
Mm-hmm.
Having them on and, them sharing their opinions and journey and everything like that, very important. So I'm really glad that we did the podcast and that we have you two on. And hopefully some people who are listening will audition right away to join your team. That'd be awesome.
Yes, we do have slots open.
Yes, we do.
And have you received some auditions already?
Oh, actually, yeah. We've gone through so many applications already.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we're very excited for our next members that we're going to be showcasing, because we have members that we're bringing on that take that example that you just said about, you know, wanting to form a community, making sure like we're strong as one, because one of our future members is actually wanting to have that community built so that everyone can be free and safe to explore, you know, subjects that, you know, antis would be flipping their brains about. Like, we want to have people be comfortable with expressing, hey, yeah, I like Shota, I like Lolly, so what? Mm-hmm. Because we know how much the community itself is thrown into a cage, basically.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's very admirable. That's exactly what we want to see, is places where people can feel very comfortable. Like you said, saying I like Shota, I like Lolly, no big deal. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So this is something that we usually ask our guests, is how did you get into Shota in the first place?
that's a good question, actually.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay, so there's this anime called Stellar, whichever. And it's more of a sci-fi spaceship type of anime. I can't really explain it. I haven't seen it in so long, but it's so good. Might have forgot any parts, but...
You remember the Shota, though.
Yes, there are, I believe, a couple of Shotas. And I was like, oh, they're so cute. Oh, my God. Then from there, I'm just, you know, not really worried about it. Like, oh, I like these characters. They're awesome. And then I moved on to Black Butler. And CL was my first... I like bawled out. I was like, oh my God, he's so cute, he's so small, and then Aloyus, and oh boy. Like, from there, I never really knew, but I just kept, you know, watching what I like, reading what I like. And then like a couple years ago, I was like, man, I'm a Shotokan.
The realization.
Yeah, like, I like Shotas, I like tiny boys.
I like tiny boys. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you stamped your fear and just like, I like those small boys. I do.
Yes, I certainly do. And like, I don't know if this is off topic, but I've met some people that were aunties before they got into Lolly Show. And I'm like, I never was an auntie. It's very interesting. Like, how did my brain not click that, man, this stuff seems not okay, ? You know?
Well, you know, Hyder and I, that didn't happen to us either.
Yeah, no.
It really depends on, like, what you're exposed to. Like, you know, I didn't grow up on Twitter, thank God.
Yeah.
What a good thing.
Social media was not a thing for us when we were younger. So when we, you know, got into Shota and Lolly, it was like, you know, we didn't necessarily know what the terms were right away, but we were just like, yeah, this stuff is pretty great. And, you know, back then, social media like Twitter and stuff kind of amplified some of the problems that Shota and Lolly stuff happened now. But back then, nobody really cared about that. It's like, kind of, you could enjoy pretty much whatever you wanted. And that's what we grew up in, and that's what we basically knew. We were just kind of like, oh, it's not a big deal to like it, and that's the same approach we take now.
Yeah.
You know, some of the younger people might think that, like, the anti thing is like some kind of universal human experience that has spanned millennia. It is not. It is very recent.
Yeah. Real, though.
For sure. Like, you know, like I said, like, I didn't grow up like worrying about like the, you know, like the fictional content I consume or something like that, or think, oh, is this bad? I didn't think about that at all, because it's just a drawing, you know. You know, it's, yeah, like the SpongeBob thing is like, it's just a, what was it, what did it say? It's like, it's just a drawing, kid.
Oh, yeah. No, he says, take it easy. It's just a drawing. After SpongeBob said, I am SpongeBob Destroyer of Evil. People have used that meme before. It's like, take it easy. It's just a drawing.
I love that meme when it comes to Shota Lolly. It's one of my favorites.
Danielle.
Yeah, so I think if you weren't exposed to that kind of toxicity, then that could explain why you didn't become an anti.
Yeah.
A lot of the, I have to admit, a lot of the anti stuff is like a bandwagon sort of thing. It really is.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
You get the sense that people feel pressured to be an anti because they're seeing other people be antis and they're worried like, oh, if I'm not expressing that hate, then does that mean I'm going to get hate myself? You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I might sound old saying this, but like, I feel like a lot of the antis and a lot of the hate that you get, you know, the Shota Lolly community is just the younger generation. Again, I hate sounding old, but like you said, if you didn't grow up in that like kind of scene, you won't see it be bad, because I grew up with the older Shotas and Lollies. And my first ever experience into it was when I first started watching Cardcaptor Sakura as a kid.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah, you know where I'm going. My shout on Lee, my boy, my number one, my husband, love that guy. He was my first like introduction into Shota, and of course Sakura being the Lolly. You know, growing up, you don't see it as a bad thing because it isn't. Like we say, it's just a drawing, chill. I don't want any part in real people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like growing up and like being like, oh, I continue to like shout on even past me finishing it and growing up and getting older. Like I was just like, okay, that's cool. And it wasn't until like, I don't even know how many years ago when I figured out, oh, the term for liking little boy characters is Shotas, and then liking little girl characters is Lollies. So it's kind of like, nowadays, it's just a bunch of like labels and a bunch of people, like you said, bandwagging onto trying to make people feel bad about liking what they like.
Mm.
It really is that. Really, what it comes down to is like letting go of hate and letting other people like what they like, as long as they're not hurting anyone. As we said, like a drawing can't hurt anyone, or really can't. It's not like a SpongeBob where a little manifest in real life and like stab you or something.
It'll just give you a paper cut. It's okay.
Yep.
But not if you draw digitally, it won't.
It's a big community when it comes to lollies, and like you will grow like immaculately, like when it comes to lollies. Because people love what they see. They want Lolly. Give me Lolly. Yeah.
I mean, Garagura is a prime example of that. I mean,
oh, 100%.
I mean, basically, she ushered in like the Western VTuber into the spotlight, basically. And she's yeah, a bona fide Lolly character. So she doesn't really say it, of course, but you know, people know that's her big appeal. And, you know, she has a very, like, you know, very appealing, like, voice that fits her persona and her character, too. So, and that's kind of the irony of it, too, is, you know, there's clearly a very, like, there's a market for both Lolly and Shota, and there's definitely people who like those characters. It's just as soon as you imply any kind of, like, NSFW, suddenly it's like the battle lines are drawn. It's kind of amusing because Dr. X and I have talked about how, like, if you're a fan of Shota or Lolly, are you really gonna seriously say that you're not into at least a little bit of the NSFW aspect? And I feel like there's...
Yeah.
I wonder about the people who, like, say, yeah, I really love Shota and Lolly, but, like, only if it's safe work. Like... Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Sure.
And then there's me with my folders.
Yeah. You know, like, ultimately, I'm going to be like, okay, I'll trust what you say. But, you know, there's always the thing in the back of my head. It's the kind of closeted nature of it sometimes, where I think there's tons of people who are into Shota and Lolly, but they just feel like they feel like so much of a burden from like social media and stuff that they either don't want to say it or they don't want to even accept the possibility that they're into Shota and Lolly in an NSFW way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to agree with you on that, like 100%, because this is like all honesty. When I first became a VTuber, I didn't say anything about me being a Shotokan or anything like that. Because again, we're in an age where if you say it, you're bad. And I kind of wanted my VTubing career to take off when I was a full-time VTuber.
Mm.
So I never said any of that. And it wasn't until I met my husband, where he was like very open about, you know, being a lolicon and stuff like that, where that's how we were able to click from us being like Shota cons and lolicons. It was like really good. And he kept telling me like, why do you care? Why do you care? Just post about it. Just, you know, start sharing art that you like and stuff. And I kind of thought to myself, you know what? You're right. Why am I hiding something that I really enjoy? So it wasn't until recently when I met Dopio that I was actually upfront about being a Shotokan.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. So it was a recent thing.
Yeah, like at least making it public to other people, because like I've always been a Shotokan, but
yeah,
I never really told people because again, growing up in this age, everyone's like, oh my God, you're bad. What are you? You're going to be thrown into jail? But yeah, it's just like, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. And it's just a little scary too, because especially when you put yourself out in the public as a figure of entertainment, you know, just like all other stars, you're going to get like people to harass you. And I think the fear was people coming to harass like me, my family, and my friends and stuff like that. And being scared of people kind of like, oh my God, this person's about to have a kid and they're into Shota and Lolly. What are they going to do to the kid? And it's just like, nothing. What are you thinking? You know, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's always that fear that held me back.
Like, I've been personally told by my own family that, you know, like, oh, you're going to get a doc on you. Police are going to come, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I've done nothing wrong. It's not necessarily illegal here. And like, what could they possibly do? I'm just, yes. Like, if I get hate on the internet, that's just me getting hate. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't really do anything about it. If they hate me, they hate me. Whoop-de-doo, you know?
Yeah.
You know, what we want to say, and because we like to, you know, maintain the positivity of the podcast, is that there is nothing, or there is nothing wrong and nothing illegal about fictional Shota and Lolly. There isn't. You know, we know there are some countries out there that are more strict about it, but you know, if you're from Japan or from the United States, like I highly, highly doubt the FBI and the CIA are going to be going to be concerned about that. But I think what it is it's one of those things where it psychologically makes you think that that's going to happen. When it's not, and it's like it's meant to build an irrational fear. And you know, it's just, that's the reason why we made the mental health episode, which I don't know if you saw that episode. It sounds like you haven't, but you definitely should give it a watch or a listen, because that's kind of one of the things we talk about, is how, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that what you're into, any kind of fictional stuff, because it's totally fictional, no matter what you fantasize about or look at, or, you know, it's not harmful to anyone and it's not wrong to do. So it's, you know, that's something we really emphasize. And I was just thinking of what you were talking about earlier, Princess Arden, that, yeah, it probably is like the younger generation are the ones who kind of get wrapped up into that whole thing. And I was thinking of this, I wish I could find it, but somebody posted this really funny meme gif of it was Rocky from the Rocky Balboa series, and he's like running with like all these like school children down the street, and the caption says something like, the Twitter users on their way to report an artist for fictional underage characters or something. It was I love that one because it's just so funny because it implies that it's just like all these actual like teenagers and younger kids are the ones who are like reporting people over Lolly and Shona. It just shows how stupid it is.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that would be great for younger people to understand and appreciate is that if you dislike something, it doesn't have to be a moral issue, right? And I think that's something that maybe the older people understand more because they didn't grow up in that certain toxic kind of environment. You know, that like if someone likes Shota and you don't like Shota, it's not a moral issue, you know what I mean? It's just a difference of taste. I remember I mentioned this back in another episode, but back in the day, there would be shipping wars, right? But it wouldn't be like a moral issue sort of thing. It would just be a bunch of nerds saying your taste is shit, basically. I mean, that had its own toxicity, of course, but it was a little bit better than, you know, having your moral character judged. But, you know, I have faith that things can get better because I think for a lot of people already, there's been a breaking point where like people realize like, why am I engaging in this kind of like hostile behavior and stuff? Like, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Or they might realize like, why am I being silent when this stuff is going on? How come I'm not like saying something? What am I so afraid of? And because when you do speak out about this stuff against the hate, or even just saying, yeah, I like Shota or like Lolly, That is a big deal in a good way, because it inspires people and everything.
And that's why I think it's so important for your Shota City thing to take off, because if you start to have like a larger and larger community of, you know, pro Shota, you know, people like and also your members as well, and then your fans. Now it's like, if any one of your members or any one of your fellow VTubers tries to, you know, if anybody tries to bother them, well, now they have a support group to kind of help them. And I think that makes a massive, massive difference, because when you have that, it makes it much harder for them to feel isolated or for them to feel singled out. Because I think that's one of the main challenges right now is the Shota and Lolly community. The more they closer and bigger they get, the harder it's going to be for them to feel like they're alone in their targeting or things like that.
Yeah, and that's what we want for Shota City. You know, we want people to be able to come into our space, feel welcomed, feel safe, and feel like they have someone behind them. Because like y'all have been bringing up, in Japan, it's plastered everywhere. Nobody cares, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of the main things that, you know, built anime in general. So when people are outcasted for liking Shota or Lollies, it's kind of like, well, you're kind of outcasting anime in general. Like, that's what it was built on. So that's why we want to make sure that everyone that joins us, be it actual members of the group or community or fans, you know, we really just want them to have their own space.
Yeah.
So Dopio, for people who haven't checked out your Twitch yet or your vids or your stuff yet, like what kind of games do you play? Like what kind of streams do you hold?
I do a lot of talking, a lot of just chatting for some reason. I don't know why. I've been trying to getting to play more games on stream. It's just I don't know what's stopping me. It's like a brick wall in front of me, like, oh, you shouldn't play this game or something. But I've been trying to dabble in to games a bit more. It just takes time.
A lot of people like listening to the VTuber talk as well, though.
Oh yeah, I've gotten a lot of people talking to me like, oh, I love your voice. Oh, I love listening to you talk. You're so awesome and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's why Twitch has its own category of just chatting.
Yeah, like, I'm just glad I'm able to, you know, run my mouth.
Yeah, Dobio legit had a stream where all they did was talk about like potatoes and pizza toppings.
Pretty much.
Oh, pizza toppings. All right. Ham and pineapple on pizza. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Yes.
I agree.
Yes. For fellow Hawaiian pizza lovers, yes.
And
we love Hawaiian pizza.
I never understood the hate for it. I mean, I don't get it because pineapple is like sweet. Pizza is usually kind of a bit savory. So that's a great contrast.
Yeah.
Why not? Like,
it's like eating ice cream and french fries together. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the kind of purist sort of thinking that I think that's some of the opposition to it. But you know what? If you enjoy it, that's all that matters, really.
Yeah.
So are you a big fan of pizza? Because I think your character is supposed to be a pizza delivery boy.
Yes, I do the pizza. I don't eat it as much because I don't eat out as much. But yes, pizza yummy. I usually eat pepperoni, but this one time I had cheese pizza for like the first time in forever. I'm just like, oh my god, cheese pizza is so good. They added so much sauce on it. It's the best thing ever.
Oh yeah, I love the extra sauce.
Like, I want my pizza drenched in marinara.
Yes.
Oh man, you're speaking my language with that. I you know, Dr. X has kind of introduced me into, you know, putting hot sauce on certain things. And I've put like Frank's Ooh. Red Hot and like different hot sauces on pizza. Man, that brings pizza up to another level too when you do that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like, I've been thinking of putting honey mustard on pizza, which I haven't done yet.
Oh, interesting.
This sounds good.
I gotta try that.
Yeah, well, what toppings would you do, though?
Probably supreme.
Oh, that sounds good.
Indeed.
With honey mustard.
I want some.
Making my mouth water a bit. And I was thinking of Shota City, just to kind of get back onto the Shota City stuff, is I was thinking it'd be kind of funny if you could arrange, like, for the VTubers that will play games and stuff, it'd be funny if what you could do is, like, have kind of a themed thing where you only play games that have either a Shota protagonist or have, like, Shota characters that appear, like, playing, like, the Pokemon series or, you know, just any game that has, like, Shota protagonists or things like that could be a lot of fun.
That's a great
because
idea.
Then you're playing
yeah.
into the theme of it. That's a Shotaception, you know, Shota VTuber playing games with Shota characters, and I feel like that would attract people to it. It would get them a little more interested, you know.
Yeah
I'm gonna write that down.
It makes a little more sense than thematically than like playing like Doom or something. There are no Shotas.
I mean, unless Doom yeah. has started a Shota, but
oh, just mod it in. It's fine.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's true. I probably actually would play Doom if it was a Shota character.
There are Shotas in Fire Emblem, so that could be a game series look in too. And you can
oh yeah,
in a couple of the games you can also date Shotas. There's also Persona 3 Portable where you can date a Shota.
Yes. Ken, yes.
They better add Ken. At least I know that when Dr. X played, he liked playing as the female protagonist and being able to date Ken.
Well, I haven't actually done it yet, but I plan to.
You're getting
oh, okay.
There.
Well,
it's good.
They need to add that back into the Reloaded one pronto.
I haven't been able to play Reload, so like I'm kind of sad that if it's not in there. That's sad because that was one of my favorite things playing the female protag because you got to be cute and everything and have like a really good social link with Ken. So I love it. I love my little Shota.
Yeah,
they better at it. I mean, they probably will because I mean, they come out with so many different like iterations of the Persona games.
I'd be very surprised if they don't do a female protagonist version of Persona 3 Reload. I'd be very surprised at that. I think they'll eventually do it. Their official stance right now is like, no, we're not going to do it, but I don't believe them.
Yeah, I don't believe them for a second. I'm sure Persona 3 Reload sold really well.
They could make it either a DLC or like a separate game. and they could be like, well, like it's so different that it's not technically a royal version, a golden version. It's like, it's just different. And, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Give us $60. Give us $70.
Take my money.
All right. Fine, Atlas. Fine. You win.
Yeah. I've been showing my friend, because she likes Shota stuff, like this Twitter account that like pretty much only does like female protagonist and can art. It's very cute stuff.
I'm going to need you to pass that to me.
Yeah, I definitely will. It's very, very cute stuff. I know. I really like seeing people doing like shipping art. I don't know why. Like even if it's a ship that I don't actually know about. I guess it's just like I like seeing people have like enthusiasm for the stuff. They're a positive person, I would just say, because then it's just a lot of positive energy. You know what I mean? Because they're showing their love for the ship and they're not being toxic about it or anything. So that's what I really love to see. And of course, it helps. It has a Shota in it, or a Lolly.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Dopio, since you mentioned a Black Butler and Seal, did you have any ships for that anime?
Oh, of course, the main ship, Seal and Sebastian.
Yes! I go feral with that ship.
Yes, also Seal and the Undertaker as well. I enjoy that ship indeed.
Yeah, Sebastian is like almost required if you like Black Butler.
Yes. Indeed. must be together.
For real, they definitely amped it up with the newest, what is it, like they're reanimating the Ghoul arc right now. Mm. And boy howdy, Sebastian lovers are dying from how much content we're getting. It's great.
Yeah, even the scenes with him and the blonde haired boy, I forgot his name. He's a doll. He's adorable, and the scenes with them together is just like, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's getting reanimated. Awesome. So they're still doing Black Butler stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, supposed to be out. I think it's out now. Is it?
Yeah, there are a couple of episodes that are out already for the reanimated portion of the school arc.
I gotta hop on that. Dang.
I forgot where exactly it was, but it was on Twitter, and I saw people like saying, oh, like the creator of Black Butler is like 100% a Shotokan, and they were showing like different panels that were kind of horny looking. I saw that and thought it was funny.
Correct.
On God.
I know that, like, for example, the Maiden Abyss creator definitely is into Shota and Lolly and stuff. That definitely, like, and again, it's like the Japanese creators, that they don't care if they're, you know, like making it very obvious that they're into that stuff, because it's not going to bug them if you know, they embrace it. And I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So were there any other ships as you continue your anime journey that you had?
Of just like any of my Shotas that I like, or
yeah.
Man, I'm so old, and I feel like a lot of them are like from animes that people don't know about and stuff. But like, going back to Cardcaptor Sakura, one of my favorite ships that of course wasn't Sakura and Lee was Sakura's older brother and Lee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was one that I really liked growing up. And then, oh man, there's just so many Shotas that I have ships for. I feel like I'd never stop talking.
And of course, you put them all like in your top list, so it's impossible to like, you know, just be like, well, my top three are no, and then I.
Yeah, and it's like so hard to be able to pick them, because like, again, I liked Lee and the older brother. This one's from, I guess, more recent. I loved Gon and Killua from Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Hunter x Hunter is going to be brought up eventually.
It has to be. I mean, like, they're the epitome of a Shota, like, couple, but friends. But you know they're definitely more than just friends.
there was this like official animation or something I saw that was like, I think Gon was trying to kiss Killua.
Oh yes.
And Killua put his hand up, so Gon kissed his hand or something like that. Like, yeah, you can tell they know.
Mm-hmm. I think it was something after the episode, and they're like all little chibi and stuff. It's adorable.
Yeah, Gon and Killua that's definitely a big one.
Yeah, that's a major one.
Wasn't there something canon in Cardcaptor Sakura? Like a Shota and like this older guy or teenager or something? Could be wrong about that.
The thing that was canon about any male on male was the older brother was dating his best friend. There wasn't anything else that was canon that was related to Shota's or Lolly's other than Sakura having a crush on the brother's best friend, but that's about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wish it was canon.
I mean, how amazing would it be to have an anime come out that becomes well known, that has like an actual legit Shota ex Shota relationship? Would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. I'm sure it'll happen one day. One day it will. And people will go crazy over it.
I will be there for that.
Yeah, because all we get are just teasers.
I would especially love it if it's in a genre that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Oh, yeah.
Hydra and I really like the romances that are in something that's not romance genre. Yeah. I just think it's very interesting because I actually think it's a little weird when like you have like this big story, lots of adventure and action and like dire stakes, but like no one gets together. I always thought that was really weird. So there's like a number of shonen like that and I really like shonen, but sometimes it's a little weird like when no one like gets into a relationship even though like they could die like in the next 5 seconds.
Yeah. And they don't want to confess yet. Oh, I just can't do it.
I've always thought like it would be interesting, especially like in a shonen, if there was like a canon male relationship or something like that. And of course any canon relationship with a Shota or Lolly is good for me. I would love that.
Oh yeah. But you know, we like straight Shota relationship stuff, which there have been some. I mean there haven't been like any like super like relationship ones, but there definitely have been plenty of fan service things like, you know, Shota and Lukoa from Dragon Maid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We would love to see more of it because we're on the lookout for it. You know, we watched this anime a couple months ago called The Demon Sword of Excalibur Academy, which was all like, it was a Shota character. He was the main protagonist, but he was like a demon lord, and then he turned into a human Shota. And he has tons of one-sans that's what it's all about, like older like teenage girls that kind of like him. And
so you said that you might have like songs planned in the future, and of course you want more people to join Shota City and audition for it. Are there any other plans or future aspirations that you have for Shota City?
I honestly just hope for us to get out there and help, of course, all Shota VTubers, just to know that no one's gonna really mess with you. You're your own person. You can basically do whatever you want, of course. Just know that don't let them get under your skin, you know?
Yeah, that's a great sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're doing a little bit of the NSFW stuff, have you ever thought about like making a Subscribestar or either on a general level for Shota City or an individual level, like for each VTuber or something?
I've thought about making one for me, but I'm not sure yet.
Hmm.
We can probably talk with the members that we do have right now about that and see if they're interested or not.
Yeah, and if you do decide to do it, we do have a few tips for you. So we'll send that along if you need tips.
Oh yeah, definitely. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned doing like voice like scripts and stuff like that. Can you expand on that a little bit?
So for the past 5-4 months, I've been doing little voice acting videos or writing scripts and voicing them out. I've just been trying to get more into the voice acting type of world. I've always wanted to be a voice actor when I was little, because anime. And it's just, you know, opened a whole new world for me, trying to, you know, do impressions of different other characters and showing my friends and stuff like that. I've been just trying to get myself out there.
What are some of your favorite, like, characters that you feel like you like voicing?
Oh, I don't know if I can pull it off, but I used to do a little Gon impression.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't done it in so long. What would Gon say? Don't worry, Killua. We'll fight through this together, or something like that.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I can also do like little. Used to do Makoto Naegi from Danganronpa. Also, Nagito from Danganronpa as well.
Yeah, it's great.
A bit of the huskier voice, huskier Shota voice. I like it.
Oh, definitely. It's just, it's so much fun. When I say it's so much fun, it's so much freaking fun. Like, I wish I could do it on stream all day, every day, but I don't think I can.
I think it's great that you love voice acting so much, and the fact that you've, like, wanted to do it for such a long time. I think that, you know, having that fiery passion about it, you know, I think that that's what keeps you motivated to want to get into it. So I hope you do explore it more and get further into it. That's going to be really big, especially considering the fact that, you know, there's definitely examples I can think of Shota creators and like artists that have done either animations and like they've desperately been trying to find like Shota voice actors and they cannot find them, especially for Not Safe for Work. It's a struggle. So the fact that, you know, you're getting into it and possibly the other Shota City members or a few of them might also be into that stuff, that's going to be huge to be able to network and expand it and get more people's eyes on you guys and see, you know, the potential of hiring voice actors. That'll be awesome. Or inspiring people to get into voice acting for Shotas too. that would be great.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Like, if there's anyone who needs a Shota voice actor, my DMs are open.
So Princess Arden, do you stream as well? Do you have a VTuber avatar?
I do. I haven't been streaming much lately, mainly outside of the character of me being Princess Arden. In real life, I'm currently pregnant, so I haven't been able to sit down and actually, you know, be behind the camera to have my character up and stuff as of late. But I do go between my two models. I have an adult model and then I have my Loli model.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and I just recently got my Loli model right before things started getting hard. So I haven't really been able to expand on my Loli other than the character that I have for Shota City as one of like the city admins. Because currently, Shota City is mainly for Shotas. Again, we want to have that community for Shotas since Shotas don't really have anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So within like the Shota City like story, I guess you can say, it's the concept behind it is basically, you know, just a group of Shotas coming together to play pretend while they build up their dream city with blocks and like cardboard boxes and stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
To really like allow the imagination to run free and happy, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, as of right now, the only Loli in the city is a little Loli that plays dress up being like, oh, I'm the little police officer, I'll make sure things don't go bad, or, oh, I'm the city admin kind of thing.
I like that. That's cute.
Yeah, so that's what I currently have going on right now since I can't really stream. I would love to get back into it, but it's just art and being admin for Shota City as of right now.
It's cool that you're getting so involved with Shota City, and that's very important work, so I'm glad you're doing that. It's a big help.
I mean, that'll definitely preoccupy your time as it is, so it'll certainly keep you busy, for sure.
So right now, people can already check out Dopio streams. What's your name on Twitch, Dopio?
Squishy Dopio, all lowercase.
Sweet. So you can check out his streams already. Umi hasn't started streaming yet, is that right?
No, not yet. I think their Twitch is Music Umi. No C in the music, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so follow those two Shotas as soon as possible, like right now. Because there's some good stuff in store, it seems like. So where else can we find Dopio and Shota City stuff?
Twitter, of course, AD for now, pretty much. Just our two social media platforms that we have at the moment. We do have a YouTube channel that's going to be for clips and possibly videos.
That'd be really cool if you break out into that.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Clips go a long way. Awesome. So that was a great talk with you two. And I'm so excited for Shota City, and I really wish you two the success with Shota City, because it's a great idea and project, and I love that you're one of the main motivations behind it, is that just wanting to support other Shota cons or Shota creators or VTubers. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun being on this podcast, being able to talk not only about Shota City, but Shotas in general. I feel like I don't get to talk that much with other people about it.
Well, see, that's the reason why you come on here, because that you can freely talk about it as much as you want. But that's kind of going to be kind of the point of Shota City and creating a community, so you will be able to do that in the future more and more, which would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, have all sorts of ShotaCon friends. It's going to be great.
Indeed.
Awesome. So thank you. Thank you, too, for being on. Like I said, I hope you two find more auditions and have lots of success with your Shota City project.
And auditions are open until June 22nd, correct?
The 30th, yes.
Oh, the 30th. Oh, okay, nice. So it's all the way until the end of June. All right, so keep that in mind, everybody who's listening. It's until the end of June 30th is when you can submit to the auditions. So make sure to do that and get it in by then.
Thank you for having us again.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. It was really a lot of fun.
You're welcome.